The Senate Homeland and Governmental Affairs Committee heard sobering testimony about the impact of a nuclear attack on the United States. Senator Joe Lieberman, who calls himself an independent Democrat, is committee chairman.
A nuclear attack on our homeland would be sudden and swift. It would be devastating and deadly. Failure to develop and test a comprehensive plan for dealing with the aftermath would only magnify its impact.
U.S. authorities began preparing for such a scenario following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary for Preparedness and Response, Craig Vanderwagen, says the detonation of an improvised nuclear device, or IND, would be one of the most catastrophic events the United States could endure.
An IND would kill, indeed, tens of thousands of individuals just with blast, burn, and traumatic effects, not to mention radiation.
Vanderwagen says there would be many thousands more victims with injuries and radiation sickness. He says healthcare facilities have begun taking steps to prepare for the possibility of such a situation.
If we look back at 2002, there was a very limited infrastructure for integrated mass care. Now we have 87% of all U.S. hospitals participating in a program that would bring about mass care. As far as decontamination goes, two-thirds of the hospitals in 2002 reported they really didn't have any ability to decontaminate people effectively, and now we have the ability to decontaminate over 400,000 people within 3 hours on a nationwide basis.
Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator David Paulison says federal funds have gone to communities across the nation to help train emergency personnel.
The state and local governments have received $23 billion in preparedness grants to build all hazard capabilities. In the past 4 years alone, fully $350 million in Department of Homeland Security grant programs have been invested in projects related to radiological and nuclear preparedness, as well as decontamination.
Paulison says his agency is planning a national exercise in 2010 to respond to a scenario in which a 10-kiloton nuclear device is detonated. Assistant Defense Secretary for Homeland Defense Paul McHale says the Pentagon is doing its part to train rapid response teams.
We will have 20,000 military personnel prepared for the primary mission of domestic catastrophic response. These are capabilities that did not exist on September the 11th.
The hearing was the latest in a series on the potential for a nuclear attack on U.S. soil. Senator Lieberman says his committee plans another hearing later this year that will focus on the steps the federal government has taken to prevent such an attack. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.